It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell today at the largest podium I've ever seen in my entire life. The Lions are back at training camp. Good morning. We're talking about our football team. And as he says, they've come a long way and they have to put in the work still. You know, John, as we get to start the season here, the expectations are as high as they've ever been.
It's so much fun to be able to talk about, analyze all the different things that make up a good franchise. And I mean, 4 years ago, we could not have this conversation. And throughout the history of the Detroit Lions, it would be a rare year going into a season where you could talk about a competent GM, a head coach that has shown that he can put a team out there and win, that you are talking about a good franchise.
We want to check in with Lions fans and how they're feeling on the first day of training camp. Some of you get a chance to get out and see this team in the next week here. We'll be out on Monday. Dan Campbell said pads out on Monday, John. He said that's when it really starts for him, and that's when we're going to be out there.
Pads popping. There's no better sound.
So where are you at with this team? Because we know emotions are high, right? Passion is real in this city with this football team. We gave you a Dave Burkett stat that no team that's finished runner-up in the NFC has gone on to win the Super Bowl the next year since the 96 Packers. Dan Campbell himself at the end of last year's heartbreaking loss said, there's no guarantees we're going to be here again. Where are you at in terms of the expectation? Where are you at in terms of the mood, the attitude for you as a Lions fan? 248-539-9797. Are you all in, or do you understand what historically happens in this situation? You get a tougher schedule, big target on your back. You got to redo all the hard work you already did, and you may fall short. So do you kind of couch it and temper your expectations, or you just rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl? Where are you at?
Rip the Band-Aid off, let's go Super Bowl. That's 100% where I'm at. Now, there are some realistic things that could happen to hold them back. Some in their control, some out of their control. They obviously... And Dan Campbell has talked about it. It's all about the work. They've got to put in the work. They've got to have that same drive. Hey, you know, last year was fun. It was great. And going to the NFC Championship game, there's only four teams that are playing at that time. You were one of them. However, you didn't accomplish the ultimate goal. You didn't even get a chance to finish the season off the way that 32 teams start the season with the goal of winning the Super Bowl. You came up short. You weren't one of those two teams. And it's all about the work. Now, here's where you could have a little bit of what Dave Burkett is talking about and the risk of playing football. It is, you go to the NFC Championship game, and then all of a sudden the following year, you need a little bit of luck. You got to have guys healthy at the right time. Jared Goff has been very durable. He's been durable because, one, he's a smart quarterback. He gets rid of the ball. But he also doesn't get hit much because he's behind a really good offensive line. Doesn't mean he's not going to take some hits. Sometimes it happens. Quarterback could go down. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Aiden Hutchinson. All of these key factors. Penei Sewell. If something happens, it changes the complexion of your team, and it changes the complexion of the ultimate outlook for your team. And so last year, they had some injuries, but they were able to overcome some of those because it was either the opponent they were playing, it wasn't a significant matchup that cost them, but at the end of the year, they were as healthy as anyone. And that goes to how do you handle things in training camp? Last year, I was a huge proponent of veterans at some point have to play in the preseason. They proved me wrong. I have changed my stance on that. I don't expect that we will see them. In fact, I don't want to see them in the preseason games. I do want them to have those opportunities in practice where they play against opponents that they're going to play in a preseason game. That's where the good work is going to get done. And honestly, even that was kind of my stance last year. I want to see them in those situations because you can script it more. There's not as many TV cameras out there. You can do more against the team that you're playing in practice that you don't want to show in a preseason game.
Offseason's long.
It's painfully long.
Right. And I remember one of the shows I missed, Rieger was in here and he thought they could take a step back. And I think there was some tension, some shouting maybe behind the glass with Tom. I don't want to shout at you. If you think they're taking a step back, you can call in and say so. I am of the belief they're taking a step forward. But those are the two camps you're in. You're either going forward into the Super Bowl or you're taking a step back. And the reasons that you take a step back are history, the simple fact that it's a challenge, that other teams are getting better too, that there's only one team that gets to win the NFC, only one team that gets to win a Super Bowl. You are up against it. This is a tough road, but it is the road they are built to go on. This is the path that they have assembled this team for. I believe in them moving forward this season because Dan Campbell says their identity is uncompromising. It's not going to change. They reinforce their identity. Their offensive line is the key to this football team. They brought back four of the five starters, and the one they replaced with a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, they got better.
They got better at the position that they're already among the best in football. Arguably the best offensive line in football got better. They have two running backs. So you, John, you talk about wear and tear and keeping guys fresh and making it the whole length of the season, the marathon that is the NFL. They've got two backs that they can lean on. They've got gritty, tough SOBs in St. Brown and Laporta who are going to move the sticks, move the chains, finish drives in the end zone, finish runs in the open field, yards after the catch. They are built to play a physical brand of football. They're still young. They're still on the upswing as opposed to some of the other teams, like maybe the Niners, who have had a couple shots at this, and you wonder about wear and tear, and are they're more poised to go backwards than the Lions. I feel like it's a step forward for the Lions. Do you guys agree? 248-539-9797. And how do you emotionally handle that, because this is uncharted territory for Lions fans.
And a key word that you had when you were talking there was they are built for this. So I talked about injuries. I think the only thing that holds this team back is not going to be performance. I believe they're going to put in the work. They're going to continue to get better offensively, defensively in terms of personnel. They're better on paper. And so I think this is going to be a better team than they had last year. Last year's team got the NFC Championship game. A better team, I do think they have a better chance of actually reaching the Super Bowl. The one thing that you can't account for, and you don't know what's going to happen, the only thing I think holds them back this year is would be injury. And you can't predict those.
You can't predict that. I mean, knock on wood and everything else in the studio, if your quarterback gets his knee snapped in half,
right,
there's nothing you can do about it. If you lose a key player in a big game and you don't have the ability to on the fly make the adjustment, yeah, it changes everything.
In the conversation during training camp last year, as they were going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars, is who would you rather be, Jacksonville or Detroit? Two teams, Jacksonville the year before had made the playoffs. Detroit didn't. They had a great end of the season, but they came up a little bit short. And then as the season wore on, what happened to Jacksonville? Well, Trevor Lawrence ended up getting hurt. They ended up falling apart, and then it was the Houston Texans. And the Houston Texans are kind of in the same category as the Lions
this
in regards
trendy,
to
young, this, hungry. Yeah.
That had great performance last year. Rookie quarterback and C.J. Stroud, they win a playoff game. Now down in Houston, everybody's thinking, hey, this is the chance for us to take that step where we get to an AFC championship game, maybe the Super Bowl. But it all comes down to injuries. It affected Jacksonville. In 21, the Bengals, right? They go to the Super Bowl. What happens after that? Well, Joe Burrow has been banged up. Ja'Marr Chase has been banged up. They've had injuries. Their offensive line, they didn't do any. I mean, they tried to improve it, but didn't prove the important performance. So that's the unknown. Other than that, I do not doubt the performance of this team once they take the field when healthy.
We're talking expectations for this football team as training camp gets underway. We're talking about, are you emotionally prepared for a step up? We're talking Super Bowl. Or are you emotionally prepared for a step back because of history, because of the challenge, because of the schedule? You fill in the blank. You join the conversation. 248-539-9797-971.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.